Coast 93.1, good morning. Blake and Eva show. Todd's here from News Center, Maine. We're going to play the five-second rule for tickets to the Good Theater production of Boxes. If you want to play, 79COAST, 792-6278. Give us a buzz. The theme is holiday parties.
Mm-hmm.
Holiday parties.
We got a couple of good ones.
We just got the invite for ours. It has the date and the place. It doesn't have the time yet.
Right.
You need to figure that out. It's in like a couple weeks.
Right.
We got ours, too.
Yeah.
We're doing a breakfast.
Oh, breakfast?
At the porthole. Yeah, your spot.
Oh, you do it at the porthole. That's kind of cool.
They do it. You know what? They actually do a pretty good breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
And I always forget, and they have tons of seating, so you'd never wait.
Right.
Yeah, on the weekends.
Well, and inside, now they got the whole pub renovated, and it's all open and stuff.
Is it on the weekend or the weekday?
This isn't supposed to be a plug for the porthole.
Right. I know, but I'm just giving them a little shout out.
Oh, wait, we lost. Something's wrong with the phones. 79COAST if you want to play the game. 792-6278. The porthole. What was the comedy club that used to be there?
The Comedy Connection.
Comedy Club.
Oh, okay.
Comedy Connection.
Yeah. So that used to be on the inside where the pub is? That was before my time here.
Oh, yeah. Tons of acts used to come through. Remember all the national acts? And they love playing here. They said that Portland has a really good audience for comedians, that they get it.
Hmm.
And I always thought that was unusual because it's like a quirky little city. But apparently we're a good comedic audience.
Oh, okay. Great. Todd yawning. Hi, good morning. Let's spice this up.
God.
Who's this? Good morning.
Morning, this is Joe.
Okay, Joe, we're going to give you 5 seconds. You got to name three things, okay?
Three, that's a lot of things to name.
I know.
A lot of pressure, man.
That's how it works.
Go get them, Joe.
Dems be the rules, okay?
All right. I'll follow them rules.
So you got 5 seconds. You got to name three. We'll start with, Todd, I'll start with you.
Okay.
Three types of food you may have at a holiday party.
Pigs in a blanket, a little caviar toast, and sausages. Don't know why.
Okay.
That's kind of random.
Caviar toast.
Yeah.
Wow. Why I said any of those except for pigs in a blanket.
You know, we love the porthole. I don't think they have caviar toast.
No, they're not.
Maybe Ken's going to add it.
All right,
Blake.
Man. Yeah. Well, get Joe in.
Oh, Joe. Sorry, Joe.
Yes.
All right, in order.
Joe's like getting dressed right now or something.
Joe.
Sorry to mess up your morning, Joe.
Joe, in order. At a holiday party, the three worst people you can get caught fondling.
What?
What?
Fondling, touching.
Your boss, your coworker. And your mother-in-law?
Yeah, you get a ding. You get more than five
seconds
for that. Strangest question ever.
Ever.
How about anyone? Anyone! God, no wonder she ends up in the HR office once a week.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. All right.
Way to go, Joe.
Eva.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from eat and drink, three things you might do at a holiday party.
Secret Santa, the limbo, and the kiss under the mistletoe.
Good job. You got it. But the limbo?
Kiss under the mistletoe at a holiday. Well, I guess if it's not an office party.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah. How about fondle your mother-in-law? How about that one?
All right, Blake.
Yes.
Okay. Three foods that are hard to eat at a holiday party.
Oh, hamburgers, pork sandwiches, and pie.
Some weird ones.
I don't know why I thought of pork sandwiches.
I don't know, but I'm hungry.
Joe!
Yes, sir.
Okay, he's got his pants on now. Joe! Joe.
The pants are good. It's
pants are good. Okay. Three things you might wear to a holiday party.
A suit, a bathing suit, and a holiday-themed cardigan.
It sounds to me like Joe's had a little eggnog already. We'll give you a ding for that.
Okay.
All right, one more. Eva.
Oh, wait. Can I do Todd?
No.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Out of time.
Here we go. Some wacky questions.
Go ahead. Well, do Todd first. Go. Hurry up. Go ahead.
Okay. Todd, the three worst liquors that make you puke at a holiday party.
Oh, Southern Comfort. I can't ever go near that stuff again. Bourbon. No, I love bourbon. I love them. I love the rest. It's just Southern Comfort I can't do.
I love that question was too hard.
I just can't ever do Southern Comfort.
For me,
again.
It's volume. It's not anything particular. It's just the amount of it. You know?
Right.
All right. Eva, last one.
Yes, sir.
Eva, three things that would make you leave a holiday party early.
Oh, my ride is drunk and I have to drive them home. The husband of my friend tried to hit on me, and the food runs out.
I kind of want to hear about the number two thing.
This is some history.
All
there.
Right, there's a story there. Joe, congrats! You got tickets to the Good Theater production of Boxes.
Yeah.
It's like a delay. It's like a 10-second delay. All right. Hang on, Joe. We got to get your info. Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Hang on. Todd's got so your funny. New center main forecast. I kind of love Joe.
I know.
Todd,
okay. I'm just working on my delay. we're going to have sunshine this morning, but clouds are going to increase. It's super cold out right now. We get up to about 32. Tomorrow, warmer in the mid-40s. Doesn't last long. Back to the frigid stuff on Saturday, but quiet over the weekend. We'll have sunny skies on Saturday and partly sunny on Sunday.